Quarterly RCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's home talent baseball action going on tonight. It's the final scheduled night of the regular season for the Night League. Among the games, Plain plays at Arena. Arena will make up a partial game or a suspended game with Plain, and then they'll play the regularly scheduled seven-inning game after that. Also tonight, Mazo at Reedsburg, Dodgeville at Sauk Prairie, Cazenovia at Wisconsin Dells, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Blanchardville, and Schulzburg Benton will be at Hollandale. It's a busy weekend for home talent baseball. The All-Star Game will be played on Friday night at JC Athletic Park in Sauk City, getting underway at 7 o'clock. The Eastern section will take on the Southeast section at 7 o'clock at Jones Park in Fort Atkinson. The manager of the West squad this year will be Pat Riley, with coaches Nick Jennings of Arena and Terry Zebarth of Muscadet. Among the players for the West, Arena will have All-Stars Alex Stotts and Trey Schulte representing, and Muscadet will be featuring Mason Atkins and Josh Cartwright among the All-Stars. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Matt Olson and Travis Darno hit back-to-back home runs twice in a game won by the Atlanta Braves Wednesday afternoon, 6-2. The loss means the Brewers' lead in the National League Central Division race is down to five games. Jared Koenig absorbed the defeat in relief. Starter Freddie Peralta had held the Braves to just two runs on three hits in the first six innings. Milwaukee had jumped to a 2-0 lead with a pair of runs off starter Chris Sale in the bottom of the first. Manager Pat Murphy says you just need to put July behind you.
Winning this pitch and playing good, everything else will happen. You start worrying about your numbers, next year's contract, things like that. That comes into people's lives. There's a lot going on. They have a lot of people talking to them.
Murphy says the team just needs to look ahead.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and how you can get back to that little lift in your step and that edge that you had early, and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good. That's it. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers are now leading by just five games by virtue of the Cardinals getting another win. 10-1, their score over Texas. Elsewhere in interleague action, it was Miami 6, Tampa Bay 2, the Yankees 6, Philadelphia 5, Minnesota over the Mets 8-3, Houston 5, Pittsburgh 4, San Francisco 1-0 over Oakland, and Colorado beat the Angels 2-1. In the National League, Arizona 5-4 over Washington, the Cubs beat Cincinnati 13-4, San Diego 8, and the Dodgers 1. From the American League, Baltimore 10, Toronto 4, Kansas City 10-3 over the White Sox, Boston 3, and Seattle 2 as well in the American League. In football news, Wednesday was offense day at the Packers training camp. Starting quarterback Jordan Love showed some pinpoint accuracy on long passes the day after the Green Bay defense had dominated. Rashawn Gary did get another sack during the work week, and third-year wide receiver Romeo Dobbs was singled out for his work during one-on-ones, and he did most of the work against standout cornerback Jair Alexander. Those exercises are weighted toward the offense because defensive backs are in press coverage and there is no pass rush. Jordan Love says he has caught up despite missing a few days of camp so far.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely, you know, getting back in that rhythm. I feel like training camp, the speed is always so much faster. I feel like everybody's got that energy and they're flying around, especially the start. So definitely, you know, some I'm just getting back to playing fast and trying to myself slow down in the midst of all of it and trying not to get sped up myself with my feet and my reads, which I think is something I try and focus on right now.
Love says it is easier this year than last year at this point.
We have a lot more chemistry together, but obviously I think we're still working through a lot of things as offense, building that chemistry, just understanding where we need to be on plays, the timing of plays, things like that, what we like versus certain coverages. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress, but compared to last year, I think there's a lot less question marks. Guys understand where we need to be a lot better, and we have a better feel for the offense, but something we got to keep building on every day.
And Coach Matt LaFleur talked about developing the 53-man roster for the Packers.
You got to be somewhat cognizant of your needs and what you're going to play with, but you know, I think every year is a different situation in regards to certain position groups, but I would say for the most part, most teams are going to keep right around the same numbers at certain spots. Obviously, it could be a plus one or plus two at different positions.
Wisconsin senior safety Hunter Waller has been named to the watch list for the Nagurski Trophy. That honor goes to the most outstanding defensive player in college football each year. Waller is a senior from Muskego. He was named first team All-Big Ten at the end of last season. The Football Writers Association of America just released its list of the top 75 defenders in the country who are on the watch list. The judge who presided over the class action lawsuit filed by Sunday Ticket subscribers against the NFL said the jury did not follow his instructions in determining damages. U.S. District Judge Philip Gutierrez made the remark as he heard the NFL's post-trial motion asking that Gutierrez rule the league if he finds the plaintiffs did not prove their case. Gutierrez could also order a new trial because the 8-person jury came up with its own calculations for damages. The U.S. men's basketball team had an easier time with South Sudan in the rematch than it did when the teams met a couple of weeks ago. The U.S. clinched a trip to the quarterfinals at the Paris Olympics by beating South Sudan 103-86. In the action last night, Bam Adebayo scored 18. Kevin Durant scored 14 for the Americans, who took control with a 25-4 run in the first half. Katie Ledecky has tied one of swimming's most impressive records. Chances are she'll have it all to herself by the time she finishes the Paris Olympics. The 27-year-old Ledecky bumped her career total to 12 medals with a dominating victory in the 1,500-meter freestyle. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.